and you know, there's a marker right, in fact, you're in New Mexico now.
Mm.
But when you go down the road, that's Texas. Marva's, the next house over there, is part Texas and part New Mexico.
Mm.
But truthfully, our mailbox is out front here. But when we bought this house, see, there wasn't, she wasn't there, it was just cotton from here to the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
And our mailbox was on the corner down there,
mm-hmm.
in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So our address is El Paso, Texas.
Uh-huh.
But one day the postman came and he said, I'm going to get killed. The traffic is terrible down there. He said, would you move your box down here? And he said, I won't say anything, you won't say anything. So we still have El Paso, Texas, but technically he's coming into New Mexico uh-huh. to deliver our mail.
Uh-huh.
But no, we don't have any, there are markers, but you'd have to, you know, have a line.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's interesting. In the suburbs, people in houses, they divide their properties how? With what?
Rock walls here, no fences.
Is there a, what kind of difference do you think is there between a rock and a stone?
I would think a rock is much larger and a stone would be smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm not for sure on that.
That's just your perception.
That's my perception.
Nobody knows for sure.
Should I get
it? It's true. No. I don't think even the dictionary can tell you, because you know there's Stonehenge, but then some people
yeah.
think of rocks as being just gigantic. Or
yeah, I guess you could think of a rock as being big.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've seen Stonehenge. Pretty awesome.
Okay, you have a fireplace?
No. Wish we did, but we don't.
Well, if you did have a fireplace,
okay,
the shelf above the fireplace would be called?
The mantle.
Uh-huh. And the place that comes out from the fireplace is?
The hearth.
Uh-huh. And the things that hold up the logs, and they have like a face sometimes, so they have like
the andirons on the...
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you know other words for andirons?
Uh-huh. No.
There's lots of funny names for them, like fire dogs and dog irons.
No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's back east.
Okay.
If you put a big log on a fire, what is that called, the big log?
Big log.
Okay. The little pieces of split...
Kindling.
Uh-huh. And what do you usually burn in a fireplace?
Big log. Well, you start it with kindling
mm-hmm.
and paper, and then you put the larger logs on top of it.
Mm-hmm. And the wood and the logs and the kindling are made out of
wood.
Uh huh. And the these are trick questions. the black stuff that collects in the chimney is has to be cleaned out.
Oh yes, has to be cleaned out. It's not the ashes. What do you call that?
Soot. Mm-hmm. And where you put your coat is the
clothes closet.
Yeah, uh-huh. And if you have a place above your house to store things?
Attic.
Uh-huh. And a place in your house that you would put things that you're not using?
Storeroom or
mm-hmm.
closet, you know.
Okay.
In my case, that building out there is my doghouse. And George had built it for a maid, I guess. There's a bathroom
uh-huh.
and a center room with a kind of a closet and shelves, and then the other third room would be the little bedroom. We did use it like that when the children were young and had friends come.
Mm-hmm.
But after they all went away to school and left home, it's just a catch-all. It is a mess. But anyway, it's a handy place to hang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what would you call it? Like you'd call it a storeroom? Or?
Yes, I would call it a storeroom.
Okay. The thing
other people would call it maid's quarters.
Right, uh-huh, uh-huh. Or a guest house, even.
Yeah, maybe guest house.
Okay, over a house you have a...
roof.
Uh-huh. And the things that carry the rain away from the roof are called...
No.